Blog Talk Radio.
You bless the birds of the air. You bless me from a
sword, I'm a fierce guard. Took everything they made it in this drive.
Yes, it is. Make it all the way in this life. You gotta walk with your head up. Cause nowadays some people wanna see you cry, break you down in pieces. You need to realize nobody is better than you. You are special in this world. You gotta be wise. Don't let nobody fool you. No, 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 no. Even though you fall, you gotta say no to the ones who wanna keep you down. Lift your head and it's a rock and roll. Things will hold you back, but you gotta know. When you're trying to fall down,
here comes
your light. Great as a mountain sea, can we move every mountain? That's why you gotta proceed. In this long road, you must be ready. Oh, look ahead, head up.
Everybody wants to talk about Jesus. Jesus is so sweet.
more than before. Take my life and let it be as a shining light for thee. Take each moment of my day, yeah, and let them flow in deep praise, Jesus. Give me strength to carry on. My strength from yesterday is gone. He don't leave me on my own, Jesus. 'Cause I can't walk this life alone. No, 'cause I need you now. More than before. More than before. Yeah. More than before, more than before. When I wake up in the morning, I need you. Every second of the day, I need you. When my bills are due, I need you. When I just got there, I need you. When there's trouble in the home, I need you. Everything's going right, I need you. When my friends are gone, I need you. Lord, I just can't do without you, yeah. More than before, more than before, yeah. More than before, more than before, yeah.
Me like you, me could have searched everybody every single day, but still there is none like you. As cool as the breeze blowing at the evening, when I'm in your presence, it's a beautiful feeling. Receive salvation from your offspring, the one true king, crucified for the sin. Selfish human, we don't know what we're doing. But he gave us forgiveness. That is why there is none like him, Jesus. There is none like you. Me could have searched everybody, every single. There is none like you. Nothing about your majesty. Let me ask you, please, child. You want to find your sacrifice, your love. Still, there is none like you. None like you. Mighty creator, divine illustrator. On your canvas, me know you paint every acre. You're the way you make it, nothing nobody greater. Mount of blessings where you give me, I need a calculator. What an artist, you make the mountain and the skies. Make the scientists and unbelievers want to analyze. Say the word of God, that's how with them despise. But them soon realize when them fish is shining. None like you, none. Make you that search everybody, every single thing. It's none like you, none.
Out from no
nowhere. Things begin to change, 'cause now you are having to heed the call. 'Cause there's some things in your life that need to rearrange. You know and I know you're not been living right in the Father's eyes. Now you are fighting for your life. You better choose right. Oh, when you don't know where to turn, soon you're gonna crash and burn. Lay aside your pride, fall on God. Yeah. And when you don't know where to go, it's you better know. Lay aside your pride, fall on God. No matter what your friends may say, 'cause they are not your friends anyway, so you had better humble yourself. There may not be a next time. So when you don't know where to turn, soon you're gonna crash and burn. Lay aside your pride, call on God. And when you don't know where to go, it's you better know. Lay aside your pride, call on God. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Happiness seems like a mystery. And disappointment is surrounding me. And all I see is misery. I try to be strong, but my faith is weak. My spirit is breath, but my flesh is sick. I stumble and fall, but in spite of it all, you let me know, 'cause you are the reason I sunrise in the morning. You give my life, you mean in every day that I'm breathing. 'Cause you are the reason I sunrise in the morning. Give my life to me in every day that I'm breathing. Yeah. Listening. Outside is calm, but inside it's raging. My spirit and my flesh keep on walking. I'm moving, but just still I keep on falling. Yet you still calling me. You open my eyes and I see. You burn like your ocean, your tree. Your majesty all around me. And then I know, 'cause you are the reason I arrive in the morning. You give my life, you mean in every day that I'm breathing. 'Cause you are the reason I arrive in the morning. You give my life, you mean in every day that I'm breathing. No, never give up, no, no. Never give up, no, never give up, no, no. You have life, you have everything. The future is yours, you're already waiting. Be willing to give up. When you touch higher and higher, you're so close, my brother. So close, so close. You try so many answers. I close my eyes and turn. You don't look out and see. Open my eyes and see. Never give up, no. Never give up, no, no. Never give up, no. Never give up, no, no.
Room never built in a day. So when you go for your knees and pray, I'll just to help you and show you the way. But if you are faith as a monster you can move mountains. Mountains, you try so many answers. I've got my things and turns. You don't have to call the spin. Okay, but I'm not the same. Never give up, no, never give up, no, no, never give up, no, no, never give up, no, no,
never give up, no, no, never give up, no, no, never give up, no, no, never give up, no, no, never give up, no, no, never give up, no, no, never give up, no, no, never give up, no, no, never give up, no, no, never give up, no, no, never give up, no, no, never give up, no, no, never give up, no, no, never give up, no, no, never give up, no, no, never give up, no, no, never give up, no, no, never give up, no, no, never give up, no, no, never give up, no, no, never give up, no, no, never give up, no, no, never give up, no, no, never give up, no, no, never give up, no, no, never give up, no, no, never give up, no, no, never give up, no, no, never give up, no, no, never give up, no, no, never give up, no, no, never give up, no, no, never give up, no, no, never give up, no, no, never give up, no, no, never give up, no, no, never give up, no, no, never give up, no, no, never give up, no, no, never give up, no, no, never give up, no, no, never give up, no, no, never give up, no, no, never give up never let them go. A long time, me know that you are right. But it feels like you're not getting up like. Me know what it feels like to you. But we are only the same way, my youth. You come too far to give up now. But my, I tell them what they know. Me know that you, you're going to make it. Father God, when you say you want to make it better. My youth never give up all the faith. The Father God never let him so bloody. My youth never give up all the faith. The Father God never let him so bloody. My youth never give up all the faith. The Father God never let him so bloody.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. We just thank God. It's a lot of noise today because we have the roofers are here putting on a new roof. A lot of noise. So we pray today that all is well for the apostle. She's not feeling good. We pray that God will pull her through. Father, we pray right now, God, that as the apostle coming to bring a word, that you will give her what she needs to release, oh God, and we'll go on mute as soon as we hear her Father, we just pray, God, for your blessed lips, eyes, and ears of clear. God, touch every ear and every heart that is listening today that they might receive. And mighty God, we are so careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Come on in, Apostle. I got a lot of noise, so I'm going to go on mute. A lot of people on the roof, but not on the roof right now. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just blessing to be here this morning. I honor the Lord who's ahead of my life. To have overseer Apostle Colliner and his wife, lovely Nancy Colliner, and to Apostle Washington, and to Bishop James, amen, amen. Lord, to Deacon, Brother Deacon, and to Minister Grant, and Minister Legas, you know, is she online this morning? But anyway, whoever on the line, God bless you this morning, and I thank God, amen. Amen. I will be coming from 1 Corinthians, 2nd chapter. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Apostle Millie, if you want me to do it, I'll do it. Or you want to do some of the scriptures? Whatever
I do, I do some of it, baby, and then I tell you, you take up. Okay, we're going to go on in Jesus' name. Father, we ask you, God, because your word is already blessed, God. And God, we thank you for being obedient unto your word, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let me put my
phone. Amen.
Can you hear me?
You're coming in clear on my end, yeah.
Okay. I will be speaking from 1 Corinthians. The 2nd chapter, beginning at the 1st verse. And it reads as following. And I, brethren, when I come to you, came not with exceeding of speech or a wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. The second verse say, for I trembled not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I'm going to use for the subject this morning, how Paul preached the gospel. How Paul preached the gospel. You know, men got ways of preaching the gospel. But ways ain't all time good ways, amen, because the Bible says there is a way that seems right unto men, but the end of that way is death. You got to be sure you got the right way, and the right way to God is life. We have life, amen. But what Paul was telling, he said, I didn't come to entice you with big words. By the way, I came only to preach Jesus Christ and him crucified. And that's where he came. And that's what all of God's ministers today supposed to be preaching, Jesus Christ and him crucified. Amen. Amen. Crucified. Jesus Christ and him crucified. Praise God. And the third verse saying, and I was with you in weakness, and it said, and in fear, and in much trembling, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of wisdom, a man wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Holy Spirit and power. Again, he was letting the people know, I didn't come to preach what you want me to preach. I ain't come to preach how you want me to preach. I ain't come to use these words that you want me to use, enticing words. Amen. He said, a word. He said, and my speech and my preaching was not of enticing words of men. Because, you know, a lot of men like to use these enticing words. Amen, amen. But, hey, it ain't about enticing words. Amen. The Bible said Paul, he was just a modern preacher. Amen. He was just a man that had sold out, hallelujah, everything that he had once went through in life. He sold out for Jesus. Amen. When you sell out for Jesus, amen, you just is humble to be in his way of his word. You ain't going to add and you ain't going to take away. Amen. You humble. Hallelujah. Because God's word, God's word is powerful all by itself. God's word don't need no pumping up. Amen. Oh, how some people do. And, ah, Jesus and Jesus and Jesus. Oh, that's his name. Hallelujah. You can call him, hallelujah, early in the morning. You can call him late at night. You can call him at noonday. Amen. He hear your prayer. Hallelujah. You can call him. Well, make your voice go loud. Make your words go long or make it go short. He still hear what you say. That word, I ain't come to do all that. I just come to give you the word. Amen. That's what Paul was singing. He said, I came to give you the word. Amen. He came to demonstrate the power. Hallelujah. The power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Look how the Holy Spirit does in the hearts. He does in the hearts of all believers. If that person, like I say, and I always say, if that person has his heart on what Jesus Christ did for us on that cross, amen, he said, and that your faith should not stand in wisdom of men. See, a lot of people put their faith in wisdom of somebody else. God didn't mean for you to have the faith of somebody else. The Bible says he gave every man a measure of faith, amen, hallelujah. Because if God wants you to use somebody else's faith, he wouldn't give you no faith, amen. He said, in the stand in the wisdom of man. Mm-hmm. He said, but in the power of God. Use the power that God has revealed unto you. Given unto you by his Holy Spirit. That's what you should be preaching. Amen.
Amen.
The power. I mean, the power. Hallelujah. And the fifth verse, that your faith should not stand in wisdom of men, but in the power of God.
Amen. That's right.
In the power of God, our faith is. So, I mean, you know, we're going to care as we, I'm going to say believers, we're going to love our brother and sister, but we don't supposed to put our faith and believe that that person can do the things that God do, because no man can do the things he can do. Amen. But he said, howbeit we speak wisdom among them who are perfect. Yet not the wisdom of this world. It's not the wisdom of this world. Hallelujah. He said, the wisdom of God pertaining to the salvation. Amen. We got to have a relationship first. We got to get a relationship. We got to get the relationship in our heart with the Holy Spirit. Amen. He said, whosoever is the wisdom of this world, nor of the prince of the world that come to all the prince of the world. But we speak the wisdom of God in mystery, even the hidden wisdom, amen, which God ordained before the world began. But he said, before the world unto the glory, unto his glory. God did this unto his glory. Amen. that he might get the glory, and man ain't getting no glory. Man can't get his glory. The glory no man can get. Amen. Praise God. He said, to God glory. And you know, I heard a lot of people say, well, you can say glory be to God because I recognize his glory is him. But I heard a song which I didn't quite understand, so I leave it alone. It said, I want your glory. Well, I can get his Chicago glory up on us, but ain't no man going to get God's glory because he's sad. I know he's saying. Amen. I mean, that's what I see. If anybody can tell me different, I sure enough listen and take me to the word. I sure enough receive it. Hallelujah. But God the one got the glory. Amen. He said, nor a princess of this world come to all. You know, a lot of people try to put themselves up and acting like they, I'm going to say, pound cake in a glass of milk. And it ain't about that. You just preach or you just teach what the Word of God says. And some people get, when they get in these positions in this world, that, you know, in the position and even in the ministry, some people really get higher than in their mind, in their spirit, higher than high can get. Amen. You're supposed to get you so much, you're supposed to be armor. You're just supposed to be armor. You know, I say all God preachers and anybody who represent Jesus Christ supposed to be armor because that's what he said. You've got all these big minds. I can't talk to you because I'm a top of so-and-so. None of that. It ain't about none of that. Because then you began to give man praise, and you ain't giving God praise. Amen? Hallelujah. You got to praise God, not man. It said, 7th verse says, he said, but we speak the wisdom of God in mystery. Even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world to our glory. Hallelujah. Our glory. It, but Paul was talking about, still, he talking about the mind of God. Christ was offered up upon the cross before the foundation of the world. That's 1 Peter 1:18-20. Thank you, Jesus. He said, which none of the priests of this world knew, of this world, princes of the world knew. At the beginning, which was the judgment and the rejection of Christ. And that was Acts 3:17-27. For had they known it, they would have not crucified the Lord Jesus, the Lord of glory. Hallelujah. He is the Lord Jesus. And he is Lord. He was crucified. The Lord of glory. Hallelujah. And it's so important that we keep this in mind when even when we feel the calling of the Lord begin to move in our life, we are supposed to get so high-minded. Oh, pronounce the atheist words. Oh, like you so much. Like you got up on the throne. No, baby, you stay on your knees. You got to be on your knees. That's why he said, you got to stay on your knees. If you want the Lord to help you, you got to stay on your knees sometimes. Hallelujah. Because you don't get high-minded. You don't get high-minded. Amen. You got to speak the word. If the word says, you say the word says. Don't you add and don't you take away. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The 9th verse says, but as it is written, Isaiah 64:4, eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard. Neither have it entered into the heart of man, the thing which God has prepared for them who love him. Mm-hmm. The purpose. is to show us, hallelujah, show us the love that God got for us. Amen. If we stay in the wisdom and the knowledge of God, amen, stay armor before him. He said, our eyes haven't seen nor our ears have heard. Amen. Neither have it entered to your heart. But think God has prepared for them that love him. I'm talking about the true worship. The true worship. That walking with him. Amen. He walks with us. We walk with him. Hallelujah. Because he was saying, he abides in us. And we saw our spirit abide in him. And our eyes haven't seen, our ears haven't heard. Amen. It has even entered into our heart. The things God got for us. Amen. And we continue to be humble in this way. Amen.
Amen.
So high-minded. So high-minded, you can't even preach the word. And if you do, you got certain folks to preach to. My Lord, my Lord. I read the Bible. He said his word, the gospel, shall be preached in all the world. That's what he said. That's what he said. And if he got certain people preached to, somebody going to get left behind. And Jesus didn't come to let no one be left behind. Because he said, it's not his will that any man will perish.
Amen.
The enemy come unto repentance. Amen.
That's right.
Said, thank you, Jesus. He said, but God has revealed him unto us by his Holy Spirit. And we praise God for knowing that. God revealed. Anything God wants us to know, he's going to reveal it to us. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's going to come to us. Spiritual knowledge, amen. Revelation knowledge of God's word, amen. He's going to come to us. He said, for the spirit searches all things. Yea, the deepest things of God. The Holy Spirit is the only one that's qualified to reveal God because he is God. Hallelujah. That's true. That is true. By itself. Hallelujah. Mm-mm-mm. Hallelujah. You can't. You can't. I mean, people try to, but you can't. Only God can do it. Amen. Because the Bible says, because he's God by himself. Mm-mm-mm. And it says, and he is the member of the Godhead who dealt directly with him. My God. We got to go through it soon. And if someone goes through his father, hallelujah. And can't nobody else, back in between, pass by his son and get to his father. No man. No man. And I'm going to read that again. Now somebody might want to hear it again. It says, but God has revealed himself unto us by the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deepest thing of God. The Holy Spirit searches it. It is only, Holy Spirit is the only one that qualifies to reveal God because he is God. And he is the member of the Godhead who dealt directly with man. He dealt with members. Amen. And he is the members of the Godhead. We're talking about the Holy Spirit, which is Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ, which is God. Amen. The Son of the living God. He said, for no man knows the things of a man, save the Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things. He knows. He knows what's in the hearts of men. And the Spirit of man, which is in him. Spirit. The spirit of man can know some things about another man, but he don't know all things about other, no, of the other man, of the other person. Amen. He said, but within itself, cannot know anything about God. We cannot in ourselves know anything about God. Hallelujah. He said, if you want to just try to find out about God, but everything that's written in the Bible that we should want to know, amen, about him. Because when we serve in the Holy Spirit and we recognize what Jesus Christ did and we recognize what God did, God raised his son up. That should be enough right there. Amen. You know, so many people question, where did God come from? Nobody have that answer. And if he wanted anybody to know, he had it written in the book. Amen. If there's something you ain't going to know, all this is by faith. Amen. He said, even so, the things of God knows no man, but the Spirit of God. Only the Spirit of God knows. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Spirit of God knows. He said, man cannot learn about God through sciences. But a lot of people want to, you know, try to, in science, want to study where he came from, this and that, and can't never find an answer. And they, some of them lied down through the year. Some of them got people's mind brainwashed today. Hallelujah. They don't believe nothing, really. Hallelujah. But we know because we believe, because one thing about it, he saved our soul. Amen. And his Holy Spirit dwells with us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said, even so, the things of God know no man. But the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world. I'm so glad we didn't receive the spirit of this world, because this world is a bad spirit now. You can look around, it's a bad spirit going around here. Amen. And we know that spirit is number of the devil. Amen. But see, but a spirit which is of God. We see the spirit which is of God. And that's the spirit that everybody that's born of him, every true believer, they have the true spirit of God within him, in them. We're believers. And God gave us that. Amen. He said, that we might know the things that are freely given unto us of God. The only way we can truly know, that's the only way, is through the Spirit. We know through the Spirit the thing God did for us. He said, which thing also we speak not in the word, which man will to teach. Man will to teach corruption, will corrupt it, will man. But which the Holy Spirit teach, which is an understanding of the word of God, comparing spiritual things with spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To the spirit by men, the spirit. It says, but the natural man receive not the things of the spirit of God. But they are natural. A natural man cannot receive the things of men, nor things of the spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto them. They have a lack of understanding. They can't understand spiritual things. He said, neither can he know them. Hallelujah. You can't know him. You can't know God. Because you can't see. You don't have an understanding what the word of God is saying. Hallelujah. You don't have a heart to receive. All this stuff is foolishness to you. Amen. They cannot understand the spiritual truth because they are spiritual discernment. The only way we're going to understand anything when it comes to God, that's why it's so important that we receive the baptism of his spirit. Amen. I mean, we're going to know him, even as you said, well, I'm saved. You're going to know him to a point. But when you go further than that point, being born again, become a new creature in Christ Jesus, and then when you receive that by being baptized or you receive that Holy Spirit, then your eyes will come open and you can see spiritual things. Your mind going to be on spiritual things. Your mind is being transformed, the Bible said, by the renewing of your mind. But so we is not going to keep our mind on things that we know is not of God. Amen? Not of God. We're going to want to do everything spiritual. Hallelujah. That's why people study the word. It's important to study the word. Thank you, Jesus. It's important. It's important. Because it's just not enough to listen to your pastor all the time. And I'm not putting nobody pastor down. But when the pastor calls the chapter in the scriptures, it's so important that you mark it in your Bible or write it on a little tablet. Go back, because man, I'm going to say man, only thing man really should be interested in is seeing the Lord and the soul where they're going to spend eternity. Amen. And when we look at life as a whole, sometimes you might wonder, well, Lord, it's your creation. Why do you do it? You did it this way. And why did you allow us to, as we are traveling through this earth, in the wilderness, in this earth, and then we receive you, we'll die, and we'll go back with you. And if we don't receive you, we'll die, and we'll go to hell. We'll go to hell. But he let us. We are God's beauty. He made man. This was beauty to him. We said, God, you are beautiful to us. God, you a wonderful thing. God, you can do wonderful things. God, you give man something that no one else can give. And when you serve in him in the trueness of holy, then become to like person to person. Hallelujah. You get him one way, somebody else might get him another way. I'm talking about in truth now. Both of us can be in truth. But what I'm saying, you're going to want so much of God. You're going to want to live as the word God said live. You don't want to live well, to what God's word says. You're going to love him because he first loved us. Amen. And I have heard teenagers, when they disagree with their parents sometimes, they will say, I didn't tell you to have me. And I thought that was a perfect thing. But pause, all that woman knows, she was pregnant. She didn't know what she was going to have unless the Lord revealed it to her. And I'm talking about a long time ago. I know they got these all this equipment now. They can tell you. They can tell you whether you're male or female, but Jesus knew already. Hallelujah. He knew already. He knew already what you're going to be. But sometimes it's through anger you'll say something, and then later on when your eyes come open, you go back. I'm talking about a true person would go back. Mom, I'm sorry for what I said. I'm sorry for what I said. Because, you know, all this was a blessing to be born in this world, to learn the beauty of Jesus. And as we learn the beauty of Jesus, the first thing is his word. And then his word will open up another avenue in our life.
Amen.
It opens up so many avenues in our life.
Yes,
so we have to be thankful for people. It ain't just like the mama just, boom, they're a baby. Get a baby laying there, you're growing up, No. God gave us wisdom. He gave us wisdom to learn, understand. He gave us that wisdom through his Holy Spirit to prosper. Amen. Amen. You know, I got the Holy Spirit. This is the truth. I thought I was alive. I thought I was living. But when I started looking at this word closely the Holy Spirit. I'm so glad the Father sent it back to his Son. And I'm so glad I was standing there to receive. Hallelujah. Standing there to receive it. Hey, thank you, Jesus. He said, God sent it. He sent it by Jesus. Hey, if he didn't send it by his Son, it wouldn't be here. Glory be to God. But God knew man needed help. I said, man needed help. He is our helpmate. Hallelujah. And he sent it by his Son. That's why his Son had to come. Hallelujah. That's why his Son had to shed his precious blood. Hallelujah. All this goes right back into the equation. Hallelujah. All of this. And when he went back on the right hand of the Father. Hallelujah. Because his work was finished down here. Hallelujah. And he went back. Hallelujah. And he stepped back off from his Father. Hallelujah. I say he stepped back in because he stepped out on one day. Hallelujah. I praise God for Jesus. And I am so glad for the Holy Spirit. For the Holy Spirit. I'm so glad for the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For man, know the things of man, say the Spirit of God, which is in him. Even so, the things of God know no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God. We have received God's Spirit. When you've been born again, you don't see that Spirit. You don't have that Spirit because you don't see that Spirit. Hallelujah. You got a new set of eyes, amen. You got a new mindset, amen, of God. That he might know the things which are freely given unto us of God. Which thing also we speak, not in the world, which man wisdom teach. And I said before, man wisdom teach corrupting things are not of these. And they will corrupt the mind. Amen. He said, but the Holy Spirit teach an understanding of the word of God. Comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Communicating spiritual truth and spiritual man by the Spirit. He said, but the natural man receive not the things of the Spirit of God. Because he's in the natural. He can't see it. Hallelujah. Who will speak of unless he get born again? For they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritual discernment. How are we going to know things now? Because God gave us a spiritual discernment. We can discern these things. Amen. And when you discern something in spirit, you know. And you know that God speaking, that you see God speaking to your spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Understand the things of the Spirit. And it's very important to understand the things of the Spirit. Because the Spirit of God talks to you. He talks to you. Hallelujah. And it'd be good if we just open up. I mean, open up. Sit down and listen to the Holy Spirit. He will reveal. He will reveal something into you every day. Things that we know. Amen. But he who is spiritual, judge all. The one thing about when Jesus judged God, he's going to give us a proper jury. He knows what he judged us about. Amen. He ain't judging us for something that we did right, but we were, he looked at us wrong. But he know what, when he looked at us, he know what we right or wrong. Amen. Whatever judgment he give us, we deserve that. Amen. But he said he wants to give us a proper judgment. Yet he himself is jury. For no man. We can't judge him, but he can judge us. Judgment which God will accept. A perfect judgment. Amen. Nothing false. himself going around. God don't act like the fall. He like the real thing because he is the real thing. He's a real person. It says, for who has known the mind of God that he may instruct him? The answer is no one. Isaiah 40:14. But we have the mind of Christ. They which have the mind of Christ see things as God sees them. Amen. Hallelujah. When we look, I'll put the word supposed to, if we are true believers in him, get our brothers and sisters, we put look. We all see the love. We see love. We don't put a look at them with hatred in our heart and medicine. Bitterness. Jealousy. We put a look at them as love. Amen. But God is love. Amen. God is all about love. Now, like I say, that word opens so many avenues. God's word is so beautiful by itself. Amen. Beautiful things on this avenue. Amen. And I ain't going to get off this avenue. Amen. Because everything that I need that's in the world, the avenue of the word. Amen. And I know I have said, but the world does have things. You know, I have said, oh, I ain't wondering the world got a lot of people when they get it like the God that they ain't want nothing. The world got the word ain't got nothing for me. Well, we need to correct ourselves. So Jesus in the world, not of the world, and we can be in the world, not of the world. Yeah, the world got a lot of beautiful things that I like. I like things of beauty. You know, yeah, I'm in the world, but I'm not going here doing this worldly things. I don't have a good job.
Okay, Apostle, go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Now, the world does have lots of things in the world. Maybe so many people want things. But, you know, when we as believers, you know, we say, oh, that's a figure of speech. But the world has something to offer. Amen. And it's up to you where, you know, whatever it is. You know, we know if we are believers, we're going to receive that is good. Amen. And that is righteousness. Amen. Amen. We're not going to receive things that going to be contrary to the word of God, how the word of God told us to live. Amen. We're going to do things that is righteousness and spiritual in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. Because Paul was saying, no, but my ministry is not some enticing words. But I came to demonstrate his word. Hallelujah. We can demonstrate the word, what the word of God say. And so more people don't want to hear the word. Honey, they want to hear a little of the word and a whole lot of other stuff into the word, which it can't be. His word is just plain. It's so plain that a fool cannot err. Amen. And that's the 16th verse. But I know we started late, so I'm just gonna go on to the third chapter. Amen. But God's word is good by himself. Amen. And like I say, you ain't got to get in front of people and second let you, oh, you got it. I mean, you already crossed over Jordan. You ain't crossed nowhere. But still in that category you was in. But you want to talk about Jesus. And then you want people to look to you and to bow to you. Hallelujah. You ain't nothing but a man or you ain't nothing but a woman. If you ain't got God in you, nobody. Huh? I said you ain't nobody if you ain't got him on the inside of you. Hallelujah. But the Bible went on to say, he said, I, brother, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal. Amen. He has to speak unto us in the natural, for we are we are natural people. Amen. But we got God. We are spiritual. But see, so natural people can't see what the spiritual people see. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. He said, I'm going up now. Spiritual, okay? He said, even as babe in Christ. In other words, you're a babe in Christ. You can receive, you cannot receive things as a person that been in Christ for many years. You got to grow to that sadness, okay? He said, this is spoken to people who consider themselves to be spiritual young. I have fed you with milk and not with meat. Now, they were carnal, that's why. Therefore, you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able. And some people still ain't able. They'll say, oh, y'all preaching hard stuff. You don't need to preach. You don't need to be like that. God is love. But God is love. So you preach God is love, and you preach God is saving. What's wrong about it? If you preach that God saved you, and he don't want you to continue to live the lifestyle you once were living, what's wrong? Why can't you see that? That's why some people still been in this way, and that's wrong, because they've been in this way. Listen, you've been in this way 20 or 30, 15 years, and you still on the ball. Now, something wrong if a baby is born and he's 3 or 4 years old and he's still on the ball. Something wrong. Need to be eating table food now. 4 years old, 5 years old. But because you don't grow. There's something wrong with us. Oh, amen. We're supposed to grow. The Bible says we're supposed to leap over. Leap over. We ain't going to stay in that same predicament that we once was in. We're supposed to grow in here. As we grow, we're going to learn more of him. Man, you're going to learn more of him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to put the bottle down and get hold to the word. Hallelujah. That true word is that you were not able to bear it now, and yet now. You can't do it now. You need a spiritual growth. We need to stop acting like we bathe in the word. People have been going on for years and years, being the same thing, hearing the same thing, same thing. God's word is not going to change. Amen. He changed not. Like he changed not. Amen. Hallelujah. You don't supposed to be like you were last year, because I know you don't hear many preachers, many teachers from last year. You listen, but you ain't put nothing in you. Amen. He said, for you are okay. He said, therefore are you among, is there among you any image and strives and division, or not carnal and walk as men? All these things we have before us, amen. We have these things before us in life. And so some people still got all this malice in their heart. They look at you or they hear your name. They got that hatred in their heart for no particular reason. You ain't did nothing to them. You ain't even seen them. But they just, that hatred. I can't stand him. I can't stand her. We don't supposed to be like that, and profess to know Jesus. So that's why it's so many still like babe. I'm sorry, like a babe. Babe on milk. Babe on milk. Hallelujah. We need to be on that strong meat now, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. To take these things out of our heart. And this is the way, this is the way, the same way men in the world is acting and speaking to others. Words as an uncovenant. For while one says, I am Paul, I am a Paul, and another, I am an apostle. And are you my corner? Which has wrecked so many churches. That's what it is, though. All these spiritual things, put this one this way and that one this way, teaching the false doctrine, the church of God and the shipwreck. The churches in the world is a shipwreck. And I say of God, but they stand for God, but truly, you know, they're not in God, because if they're in God, they will receive the word of God. Amen. They said, it's a shipwreck in many churches. Who then is Paul? And who is apostle? Is it these are men? These are men used greatly by God. He didn't tell you about the Paul. He didn't tell you about the apostle. But these just men. But the minister by whom you receive, better translated, to whom you believe. See, some people just, they got the eyes off of God, and they got the man eyes on man. They want to bow to man. It's man, man, man. Ain't nothing about God. The Bible says, you give honor to honor due, respect to respect due. You do it in a godly way. Amen. You treat everybody. You walk as you are saved person of God. And you treat other people as they are saved of God. Amen. He said, but ministering by whom you believe. So whom you believe, even as the Lord gave to every man, whatever gift preach has came from the Lord. Now that's the truth. Whatever man got, if you're a preacher, if you're a teacher, you're a prophet, whatever, he got it from God. It was nothing that he went in, spoke into existence, and was not due to their own ability. It's like we can get it from our own ability. We need God. God, hallelujah. To put it, that wisdom and knowledge, you know, a revelation knowledge in us, hallelujah. We ain't got nothing of ourselves. My God. Mm-mm-mm. Thank you, Jesus. He said, I have plenty. So Paul, you know, he fought a lot of the churches, you know, and he was trying to get so many. He did. And the churches to, you know, come under the true gospel of Jesus Christ. He said, Apollo, he wanted. He wanted. I think he spread that word. Paul spread the word, and Apollo came in. Wanted. But then his strength came by faith. Faith wearing the church. But God gave the increase. See, we get it. You can hear from one to open your spirit, you understand that. And you'll keep on hearing, then you begin to get an understanding to the word. And then somebody else might come on. Oh, God, put a word on that word, got honey. And yes, you keep on going. You keep on going. You don't stop when you as they know Jesus. And why I said, it's babe. Still babe. Babe. You're still on the bottle. You need to get off that bottle. If you've been saved 2 years, you ain't got no business being on the bottle. You ain't got no business keep on jumping in, jump out. You're supposed to get there and stay there. Hallelujah. Because God, as he water you, you growing, hallelujah. And as you growing, hallelujah, you getting the nourishment through the word, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. You're going to grow in more spiritual knowledge. Amen. That you stay in the Word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. He said, Praise God. He said, I have planted. You plant the word. Through Paul was saying, I plant the word. I plant the word through the people. And Apollo watered, but God gave the increase. God's the only one who gives the increase. The man you look to, that's Dr. So-and-so, Apostle So-and-so, a bishop so-and-so. You look to God. I know these names. And the Pope, everybody, when the Pope comes, just standing, the one of the people standing all like those. My God, he's just a man like you is. If you get in my face, I speak and keep going. But I don't praise nobody but my God. He the one made me. Hallelujah. He the one got me up when I couldn't get up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I praise him. Can't nobody do it like Jesus. And don't be high-minded. Go get that. You got it, and nobody got it like you. No, baby, you're wrong. Somebody got it better than you. Hallelujah. And then you keep on going. Somebody got better than you, and keep going, keep going, and keep going. Hallelujah. It says, so then, neither is he who plants anything, neither he who waters, but God who gives the increase. No man have the ability to do. Can't no man bring about the increase. Nobody but the Lord. Speaking, spiritual speaking, can't nobody do it but the Lord. He said, now he who planted and he who watered is one. My spirit. Amen. And every man shall receive his own reward according to his labor. That's why it's so important to be obedient and do what the Spirit of God is telling us to do. Because we're going to be judged according to our work. Mm-hmm. We're going to be judged in the labor we give. Amen. You're laboring in your business. Are you laboring for God? Are you laboring for self? Are you laboring because somebody else told you to do something? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God, we be obedient to God. We know we're laboring for him. Amen.
Amen.
It's through him, we're going to help. We get success through him. We're going to be successful. We're going to have faith. Our faith is going to grow and grow and grow. So many people, I'm saying, in the position they is in today, that they look back 15 years of their life, they would say, Lord, I didn't have no imagine that I could be who I am today in you. I can see so much you have given me because what God keep on giving you the increase. Why? Because you've been obedient to his word. He's going to keep on giving you the increase. You ain't going to keep on staying on that bottle. Dragging that bottle 30 around 30, 40 years. Amen. It's something wrong if you're still in that bottle. And you tell me you've been saved 5 years. You're still in that bottle. You're still in that bottle. If you're out there walking on the other side of the road, you just still in that bottle. You need to put that bottle down so you come on the right side. Hallelujah. Come on the right side now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Praise God. Then he say, but we are labor together with God. Now, if the word of God say that, then let me know if somebody sit on their bottle. If they tell me they are a pastor, evangelist, a pastor, a teacher, and then they can't speak to me. Let me know they still on their bottle. Because he said, we are together.
Yes.
Paul said, we labor together with God. Mm. When you got that Bible, you can labor with me. We can fellowship in God. And we both serve the same God. Hallelujah. You and that Bible, you need to put that Bible down. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You are God's husband. God till God till the land. It's right. You are God building. We are builders of God. We know that. But I still say we need to get off the mill. Get off that bottle. They're hacking that bottle around him. I'm like, you say that the Holy Ghost. You still dragging the bottle. Hallelujah. You ain't got no love. You got malice in your heart. Are you still dragging the body? Praise God. According to the grace of God which is given unto me. Hallelujah. As a wise master builder. Hallelujah. See, Paul stayed under Christ. And he learned something. Christ Jesus put this wisdom into him, enlightening him, and that spirit opened up to him. He began to know who he was. Amen. Praise God. The foundation was Christ himself crucified. He said, and no other builder, nobody else can build their own. See, when you really got him on his side, can't nobody build up on you. Can't nobody tell me. It ain't nothing. It ain't. All I'm going to do, as Paul said, I'm going to preach Jesus Christ and him crucified. And you come talking about something else, you ain't talking to me. Because he said, other words, when you...
Is anybody there?
Yeah, but I'm here. He comes in with a faucet washing, so when a faucet washing line drops up, she drops up. So you just got to wait for the faucet to call back.
You can only hear anything.
No, because a faucet washing phone is dropped out, and she's tied in with a faucet phone, so that means she's out.
Can you hear us? Apostle?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Apostle? You can hear us? Okay, all right.
Yeah,
we're back in then.
Okay.
All right, thank you, Deacon. Thank you, Apostle.
Okay. Let my verse say, for another foundation can no man lay than is laid, which is Christ Jesus. Amen. He said, now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, a precious stone, wood, hay, or stubbles, let me know, like I was saying earlier, once God saved us, we really get besides ourselves. There's so many people that got besides themselves. Hon, it don't take all this for Jesus. All he wants you to live a Christian life, and we said Christians are Christ-like. Christ-like. Live the word. Just live the word. That's all you have to do. Live what the word of God say. You don't have to go out here and patternize off of nobody else. You don't have to do that. You just be yourself in Christ Jesus, and he's going to do the watering. You got the word in you. He's going to continue to water that word like as long as you stay in there in the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Ain't no man, because, see, Jesus Christ, we got on his foundation. Mm-hmm. That foundation, he's already laid. Nobody built that foundation to Jesus, but we got off in that foundation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We in the right way. And he said, ain't no other going to come and build up on you. That was singing. That was the word God said. Can't nobody. I'm talking about when you really got this thing, can't nobody going to change your mind about it. No. We got the true foundation. That true foundation is Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, if any man build upon this foundation, you try to keep on building up all this stuff, the materialistic stuff. People take the eyes off of Jesus and start going with all this and all that there and all that doing, getting mixed up in this world with the foolishness of this world. You're going to fall. You're going to fall. He said, oh, they're going to be burnt in fire. He's going to burn up. He ain't going to be able to stand the test. Because you got too much milk. He's still on that bottle. He still got too much of milk. I'm about to explode with too much of milk in your stomach now. You got that milk. He said, every man work shall be made manifested. At the judgment seat of Christ. For the day shall declare it, time in judgment. Apostle?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Because it shall be revealed by fire, and fire shall try every man work what sort it is. Hey, Pastor, you can take up on the 16th verse if you want to, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm on 14 now. He said, if any man work by which he has built their own, if any man work by which he had built their own, it to be truth, he shall receive a reward. In other words, if that man is truth, you're going to receive and you build on Christ Jesus and him chief cornerstone. You build up on the word. And if you, abide in him, put on his word where he said, your work going to be tried. And you're going to receive a reward. Amen. He said, but if any man work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. And your work ain't no good, you're going to suffer loss. You're going to suffer. You're going to search for laws even in this world here? Or you going to search for laws in judgment? Their judgment. Laws. It said, any man work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. Laws reward. He lost his salvation. See, and if we work a good work, we got good salvation. We're going to see a good revelation. Salvation God. Because what? He said, if any man work a body, which is he, build their own. Your work is a body in you. Because why? You're going to do what the word of God tells you to do. Amen. Hallelujah. And you're going to continue till he calls you. Hallelujah. And when you stand before the judgment seat, your work ain't going to be burned up. Hallelujah. Your work ain't going to be burned. You're going to receive a reward. But if you have not applied his word to your life and live according to the word, he said, your word going to be lost. It ain't going to be burned. And you're going to lose out of salvation. Amen. And he shall be saved yet so as by fire. God's will that we repent of our sins. It's God's will that we turn our life totally and completely over to him. Amen. Amen. Pastor Linda. Hello?
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
Do you?
Going on, but I'm here.
Glory. Okay, well, then I can't go ahead and finish this out.
No. We go forth. We go forth. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Get yourself together because, you know, go ahead and get yourself together.
Okay, baby.
Until Ashley's on her way. Amen.
Yes. Okay, baby. I'll talk to you later on.
All right. Praise God.
Praise God.
You've heard so forth about the natural man and the spiritual man. Glory be to God. This is Apostle Washington. Hallelujah. We do this together. Amen.
Amen.
We're all in this together. Glory be to God. We're one family in Jesus Christ.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, Apostle, so far she's been talking about the natural man and the spiritual man and how Paul preached from the spirit.
That's right.
His spirit man. Hallelujah. Because Paul was a changed man. He was a changed man. He was transformed from the natural to the spiritual. Yes, he still was in the flesh. I mean, our flesh is going to be with us. But he operated in the supernatural of God, in the power of God. Amen. So Apostle is asking me to start around verse 16.
Yep, 17.
All right. So we can say that Paul was, his name used to be Saul, but he was transformed by the Lord.
That's
and
right.
His spiritual name is now Paul. Hallelujah.
Oh.
He's been changed over. Glory be to God. And we can even call Paul Mr. Spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
We can call somebody who, a woman who has been transformed by the renewing of their minds, Miss Spiritual, Mr. Spiritual, Miss Spiritual. We're no longer working in the natural. Hallelujah. We live in the power. We live in the spirit. So in verse 15 and 16, it's essentially talking about the spiritual man is the one who lives supernaturally. Amen? He's the one who lives supernaturally. The supernatural abundance of God is going to flow through the spiritual man, the one who lives spiritual life. You know, we started late, so we're going to move pretty quickly here. Glory be to God, because we would like to finish before Apostle actually have to leave. So I've already read that scripture. Hallelujah. He lives his life not in the old dead man. See, that old flesh got to die.
Yeah, it died.
Got to die. Paul was preaching from a spiritual perspective. Hallelujah.
Yes.
This is how we're supposed to preach the gospel, through the power of the Holy Spirit. And what's so wonderful about this sermon is that it's basically like a part three of what I was preaching about the power of God. Hallelujah. Because we did a part two yesterday, and then Apostle comes, and she didn't even hear the message on yesterday. And here she comes with the same subject. So what God is saying to us, we've got to move in the spirit. We got to study and become mature Christians. Hallelujah. When we become mature Christians like Paul, we evolve from the natural to the spiritual. Amen. And we become those Christians that are now working through the Holy Spirit. And this is what Apostle is talking about, and that's what we were talking about yesterday, the spiritual man. So every saved person should now have a new nature. Not operating out of the natural, but the supernatural through the supernatural abundance of God. We're not of the flesh anymore. We don't have that Adamic behavior anymore. That Adamic behavior, that nature that is like murderous. That nature that we had that killed our soul. Our soul is dead without God. Is dead without God, and the woman of God already said that. Apostle Millie said that. The spiritual man is the one. We will allow Jesus Christ, just like Paul did. We will allow Jesus Christ to rule our life.
Get out the box. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
That's
He's the ruler now. He's our God. He's the one that comes become first in our life.
Yeah.
That spiritual man will allow Jesus Christ to do what he will.
Amen.
Still be done. Jesus does not just live in us. He is the one that has to rule over us. Hallelujah. So in these verses, it shows us that we are capable of having a spirit of discernment. Paul preached that we must live in the spirit. Hallelujah. That's how he preached, in the spirit. Glory be to God. So also, she went to Acts. She went to the book of Acts. Hallelujah. And in the book of Acts is where Paul was actually preaching. He was preaching in the book of Acts. Hallelujah. and she went there already. But the message is saying, where, how did he preach? He preached in the power of God. He preached in the truth of God. And the gospel was not foolishness to him, but to a natural man, the gospel is foolishness to them. They don't understand that the word of God is like our life. We got to depend on it. It's like the fountain of life for us. The living water is flowing through us. The bread of life is feeding us every day. It's like food to your soul, my God. Our soul has to be fed the word of God. It's like our natural body needs food to live. If we don't have food and water, we're going to die. The natural body going to die. Hallelujah. But the soul is dead without the biblical food, the word of God, and the soul will remain dead until it's transformed by the renewing of our minds, which is what Apostle said. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And the spiritual man is going to be thrilled about the word of God. He's going to be absolutely adoring God, loving God, thrilled by it, excited about it, always ready to participate, always ready to give like Paul was. He was ready to give. Hallelujah. And God gives us the ability to understand the things of God, to understand some deep things. He gives us revelation knowledge as we delve into the word by the Spirit, asking God to give us spiritual understanding, to enlighten the eyes of our understanding. Paul preached with understanding. Why? Because he was preaching from the spiritual realm. He wasn't preaching from his flesh. He didn't want people to look up to him. He wanted people to see Jesus Christ crucified for our freedom. Hallelujah. That's what he wanted people to see, Jesus Christ and not Paul. My God, hallelujah. And so this is where we have to be. We have to be about the Father's business. And when we're about the Father's business, if you're a preacher, teacher, evangelist, minister, missionary, whatever, you're going to operate in the Spirit of God. You're going to operate through the power of God. Hallelujah. Paul preached love. Wherever he was, he preached. Hallelujah. Wherever he went, he preached. He taught the word of God. Hallelujah. And in verse 16, where she asked me to start from, it's all about discernment in these verses. Hallelujah. That we come alive. We are equipped by the Spirit to open up to the truth of God. We're totally equipped. We have everything we need. We have the word of God, which is what the woman of God was saying, Apostle Miller was saying. We got the word. When you got the power of the word, you can flow, hallelujah, like Jesus flowed. We can imitate Jesus Christ is what we were saying on yesterday. And this sermon, like I say, it's like a part three. Glory be to God. That's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is warning us today to be very careful that you, wherever you are, whatever church you're involved in, whatever groups you're involved in, make sure that they are teaching sound doctrine, that they are teaching the word of God, and that they're flowing. Because, you know, people could teach the word of God and still not flow in the Spirit. Mm-hmm. They can teach. They can know the word, Apostle Millie and everybody. They know the word. They memorize the scriptures, but God ain't no way in them. Oh, my God, because they're not in the spiritual realm. They're not in the realm of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. They're not there because they don't know him. And Apostle made that clear. I just wanted to reiterate that. They don't know God. And therefore, how are you going to operate in the Spirit when you don't know Jesus Christ, the Spirit himself, the Holy Spirit? We must honor God. We must worship him in spirit and truth. So we must be operating in the Spirit and in the truth. So wherever Paul was, he preached. His message is about Paul and his preaching. If he was in the marketplace, if he was just going to somebody's house, going from house to house, he preached. If he was in prison, he preached. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He preached in a synagogue. He preached there. It didn't matter where he was. Hallelujah. It's a matter of fact is when you know anything about evangelism, you know anything about God at all, and you're living for God, hallelujah, it's something that goes, he goes with you everywhere he goes. We're going to preach and teach and talk about God everywhere we go. That's how it was with Paul. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He preached out of love for God. Hallelujah. He was a preacher who loved the word. The word was beautiful to him. It was great to him because he preached Jesus. Glory be to God. He preached the beauty of the holiness of God. Hallelujah. That's what he preached. That's how he preached. From a standpoint of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Knowing God. We got to know him to be supernaturally enabled. Amen. Glory to God. You going to get my coffee, man of God? So anyway, remember. Remember Paul. Remember how he said to us. Yeah, I'll call you. Remember Paul and all that he went through, all that he suffered. We were teaching Bible study last night, and he was saying to his people in 1 Thessalonians, he was saying that although you suffered much, you remained in the joy and the peace of God.
That's right.
He suffered much, but he remained spiritual. He remained in the joy. He remained in the spirit. He remained in the peace of God because he had God in his soul. God was all in his bones. He had the fire of God shut up in his bones. My God, he had the fire of God on his life. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And he preached with fire. He preached with everything, every fiber of his being. He preached. Hallelujah. That's what Paul did in spite of what he went through. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So no matter what we're going through, we still got to do the will of God. Apostle wasn't feeling well this morning, but she still came on the line. Hallelujah. She came on the line and she preached. Paul was suffering in jail. Paul was suffering, and he still preached. He suffered so much that he complained to God about it. And he wanted that thorn out of his side, whatever that thorn was. He wanted it out of his side, and he said to the Lord, he complained. And God, the Bible says three times he said it to God.
My Lord.
And on the third time, after he said it, he was complaining to God about this thorn. And what did God say? Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. So God's grace was sufficient for us today. It's sufficient for us every day. When you live in the Spirit, you depend on the grace and the mercy of God. You depend on the strength of God. You depend on the joy that's unspeakable. You depend on the peace that surpasses all understanding to guard your heart and your mind. That's living in the Spirit realm. Hallelujah. And that's how Paul preached. Glory be to God. He preached with love and kindness. He preached with, you know, with the mindset of God is alive in me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It wasn't his opinion that he preached. Apostle already talked about it. It wasn't his opinion. It wasn't his flesh that was preaching. He didn't preach his opinion. He didn't worry about elegant words, hallelujah, and sounding real good so people could know how intelligent he was. He preached through Jesus Christ.
Right.
And he applied the truth. Hallelujah. The truth of the Messiah. The truth of the Word of God. Hallelujah. He also preached the doctrine. He preached doctrinally. He taught the great doctrine, kingdom of God, the things concerning Jesus Christ, the doctrine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He taught concerning God's kingdom. He was a kingdom believer, a kingdom builder, a kingdom worker. He preached lovingly. Oh, my God, he had so much love for God. Hallelujah. And he was always ready to give a word. Can we be ready to give a word at all times? I would say, yes, we can. I say, yes, we can. Hallelujah. I didn't study this message. I didn't study this, but I studied part of it because we did it yesterday. We did part of it yesterday. But We always have the word in us, and we can always give a word when you got the word. Amen? When the word goes, like I said yesterday, from your head to your heart, you got the word in your heart, and we can preach. Amen. We can come and preach. Thank you, Pastor Millie, for coming and pressing on. Pressing on. Hallelujah. Tirelessly, that's what Paul did. He pressed. He preached from morning. He preached in the evening. I will venture to say that he preached at night. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
And all the time he was in prison. Imagine that. I'm sure that people heard him preaching. The people who were in jail heard him preaching and got saved in jail. I'm almost certain of it. And he had confidence, and Paul preached with boldness, right? Didn't he, wasn't he bold? Hallelujah. We can be bold. We can be confident. All of this comes through the power of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, Paul's message was always the same. Glory be to God. His message was, the main message is to follow God at all costs. Do what God said to do. The main message. That's the main message of this whole gospel. It's to be obedient to God. And when we're obedient, if you're a preacher, if you're a teacher, apostle, preacher, if you got all five, you're doing the will of the Father. You're doing what the Holy Spirit tells you to do.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Wherever we are, we preach.
Amen.
Wherever we are, we'll give a word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But we must preach with love. We must preach the Bible, the truth. We must preach the doctrine. Hallelujah. So we got to do it with boldness. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That's how he preached, with power. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He preached like Jesus did. Hallelujah. And it's exciting. Isn't it exciting? Even though Pastor wasn't feeling well, I know this word is exciting to her. It's thrilling to her. She was happy to come. Hallelujah. And I'm happy to be here, too. I'm happy to be here to talk about the Lord as well. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We can be ready. We stay ready. We stay ready because we have some understanding of the word of God through the Holy Spirit. It's not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Some people claim to know all about God.
My Lord.
But you can't. You can know God because we have a relationship. But God is all-knowing.
All-knowing.
And we can only preach. When we preach from what God has given us, we preach in God. We preach in what he gave to us. Amen? It's not what you want to preach. Glory be to God. So the spiritual man is drawn to the things of God and to the truth of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. But Paul preached, but then he didn't judge nobody. Hallelujah. That's another thing. He didn't judge people. Glory be to God. He didn't judge people. He wasn't mean-spirited. You know, you got some pastors that get behind a pulpit and they got a mean spirit.
Right.
I'm telling you. They got a mean spirit. They point fingers at people and talk bad about people. I mean, really bad about people. And the person sitting right there, I witnessed it myself in church. The person sitting right there and they pointing at them and talking real bad about them. These are the kind of things that is not like God.
Amen.
Not like Jesus told the truth, but he didn't do it in a mean way. Hallelujah. He did it in a loving, kind way, just like Paul. Amen. Jesus imitated Paul, and we studied it in Bible study last night. We imitate Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's how Paul preached. Hallelujah. From the standpoint of what Jesus had already done. Amen?
Amen.
Glory be to God. He preached, and Paul said, you know, it's so good because you imitate Jesus Christ. You imitate me, he said, and you imitate Jesus Christ. And he said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 that as you imitate Jesus Christ, wherever you go, people get saved. Wherever you go, people get delivered. Wherever you go, people get healed. Somebody getting healed. Somebody getting a miracle. And then he said, wow. You was preaching while you were doing the will of the Father in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. He said that people in all these different countries was getting the word. Hallelujah. Other people, it's like a wildfire. I said in Bible study last night, it's like fire. The Holy Spirit is shooting out that fire through that minister, shooting out the fire through his ministers and his all of his ministers, because he said, y'all know he said that I will set my ministers ablaze. That means he will set them on fire. And when he set us on fire, Paul was on fire. When he set us on fire, God's wind, the wind of God, the wind of God comes out of our mouth. The wind of God, the word of God is coming out of our mouth. And that fire, you know when wind hit fire, what it does? The fire grows. The fire gets high. The fire gets worse. Hallelujah. But this is good fire. This is the fire of the Holy Spirit. And when the wind of God, ooh, blow on that fire, oh, my God, people start to catch on. They catch on fire. They catch on fire. One house could be burning, and if that fire be so high, the flames be so wide, another house will catch on fire. Don't we want our spiritual house to catch on fire? Hallelujah. Don't we want to see that happen? The spiritual houses of others to catch on fire. Hallelujah. So the wind of God takes the fire and others catch it. Glory be to God. We catch the revelation knowledge. We catch the understanding. We catch the wisdom. We catch the power. Glory be to God. We catch the power of the word. Glory be to God. And he said, because of what you're doing, because you imitate Christ, while even you were imitating Christ, while even you were preaching, you were suffering.
Yes, yes, yes.
So we partake of the suffering of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But while we suffer, we still go on. Hallelujah. We still go on and we preach and we do what we must do. We operate in love. We operate in kindness. We operate in the things of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We operate in compliance. We comply to the word of God. Hallelujah. We comply. We apply the word of God to our lives. Hallelujah. And we have life and life more abundantly because of it. Hallelujah. He had peace. He had joy. He had faith in the midst of the trial. He had conviction. He was convinced. Hallelujah. Conviction is just another word that comes from convinced. He was converted. He was convinced. He had convictions. My God. Hallelujah. Almost all the same word. Glory be to God. And that's how he moved in the spirit realm the way he did. Glory be to God, because he had the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. He was always amazed by God's amazing grace. Aren't you amazed today? Does God amaze you? Does God thrill you? Does God excite you? My God, this word is exciting. Hallelujah. We're not carnal anymore. We're not carnal-minded anymore. We're not in the flesh anymore when we got the Spirit of God moving in us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We're spiritual now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm amazed by the Word of God. Hallelujah. So let's just stay hungry. Stay hungry. Your body gets hungry. Your natural body gets hungry. Hallelujah. And you eat something to satisfy it. Well, let me tell you, the soul gets hungry. The soul is supposed to stay hungry. The soul is supposed to stay thirsty. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And how does it stay hungry and thirsty? Because we delight in the things of the Lord. We want more. You know, when a meal is real good, you want to go back for seconds. Glory be to God. You be like, I need more of that. Hallelujah. That's how good the word is. I need some more of that. I need some more and some more and some more. We stay hungry.
Yeah.
We don't ever say, okay, now I got enough. I don't need no more. The devil is a liar. We need more and more of God, because revelation knowledge never ends. It will not end, Apostle.
Come on, come
hallelujah.
Just keep on adding up.
That's right. And why? Because we got that insatiable desire of the Holy Spirit. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. We need more and more of him. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. So the carnal man is not truly a believer.
True.
See, these Corinthians, they were gifted, but some of them were still carnal.
Mm-hmm.
Man has two natures. Just like the spiritual man, he also had the flesh to deal with. Hallelujah. And the carnal man, the carnal spirit, the fleshly spirit, will quench that desire for God. It will quench that hunger. It will not allow you to be thirsty. It will not, scratch what I said before, it will not allow you to be thirsty and hungry. Amen?
Nope.
It won't, because nope. You're not spiritual. You're not spiritual, and you're not Mr. Spiritual.
Mama.
You're not really a son of the living God or a daughter of the living God. In order to be a son and a daughter, you have to be completely sold out to Jesus.
Amen.
Completely. Yeah, we've been adopted. You know, you can adopt a child. You can adopt a child in a natural way.
Mm-hmm.
And all you do for that child, they still long and have that desire to know their real parents.
That's right.
My God.
That's the truth.
They still do. Mm-hmm. No matter how much you love them. And sometimes they end up growing up resenting you.
Yes.
Resenting the parents that gave them everything,
mm-hmm.
chose them. You know, when you're adopted, you're chosen.
Right.
You're chosen. That is special.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Very special. And we were adopted by Abba, the Spirit of God.
Amen.
But even with the adoption, even with God loving us, even though we were born sinners,
God
still loved us. Loved us so much he gave his only begotten son. But yet, with all of that, we don't appreciate God. We don't love God. We don't give God the honor that he deserves. We don't want to worship God. We don't want to say hallelujah. We don't want to live a hallelujah life, a life of praise, a life of worship. I say we got to live a hallelujah life. We got to live a life through the power of the Holy Spirit. See?
Hallelujah.
But these children that you adopt, a lot of times, again, I say they grow up regretting
mm-hmm.
that they weren't raised by their parents, feeling rejected and unloved.
Yes, Lord.
And then we, as supposed to be Christians, still reject God after God saved us, raised us from the dead, literally dead, and we still don't give him the praise. We still don't give him the honor and what he deserves to be appreciated. Isn't that something? You're chosen by God, adopted by Abba, the Spirit of God.
Amen. Now
saved by Jesus, the one who conquered death, hell, and the grave.
Yes, he did.
The one who took all of evil on his body.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Still want to live like the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And allow the devil to come in and do what he want to do. But see, Paul didn't do that.
Amen.
Was he tempted like us? Yeah.
Yes, he was.
But he didn't fall into the temptation.
He did.
Yeah, we're going to be tempted because Paul preached Jesus. He preached the crucified Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, Jesus. My God, he didn't fall for the bull. He didn't fall for the deception.
Oh, he did.
My God. And when he seen young Timothy starting to fall, he got on it.
Yes, he did.
He got on it. Because he seen that young Timothy was starting to fall for some deception.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. Y'all remember that. But I don't want to go there. I don't want to stay there. But he checked him. My God. Timothy had to know, you got to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
You got to come out of this.
Yes,
you
right.
got to know. We got to deal. We got to learn from the Spirit. We got to have that spiritual discernment. But see, Timothy was young. He hadn't quite matured to that level yet. Mm-hmm. But with the teachings of Paul and with the teachings like we teach on this line, if you come and you listen, you get mature. There'll be some spiritual maturity because we all have grown.
Amen.
And we continue to grow because we don't have it all. Hallelujah.
Amen. Now.
Hallelujah. So Paul knew that, and Paul continued to stay, and he matured. See the next verse that Apostle was asking me to preach about, it's about maturity.
Uh-huh.
And Paul is saying that the carnal man is a baby.
That's right, a baby.
He started out the right way. He hasn't been born again.
Mm-hmm.
But he has not made any more progress.
Yes.
You see, when you see a new little baby, they're so cute, aren't they? Oh, they're so cute. They're so precious.
Yes, Lord.
But they got to grow up and become adults.
That's true.
And so the same is true of the spiritual people.
Uh-huh.
We got to grow in the spiritual realm.
Y'all found a baller.
Yeah, right. So we got to start out as a baby.
Yes, right now.
We can't start out walking.
Okay.
We got to learn how faith can grow.
Yes, right.
So it's normal to start out as a baby. But it's a terrible, tragic thing to remain there. You can't remain a baby.
Doing okay?
You got to get off milk and get on some serious meat. Get in the meat of the gospel. Listen to the sermons. Hallelujah. And learn all you can learn about God.
Right now.
The carnal believer is suffering.
Yes, yes.
Suffering. Because his spirit is not moving. He's not growing. He's not developing. A baby has to develop. Crawl before you walk. Hallelujah.
Right. That's right.
You got to hold on to things before you can learn how to walk.
So
you get the steady balance and you get that confidence. A baby got to get that confidence. Now I can take my first step.
That's right.
So, but a carnal believer haven't learned the way they should.
Mm-hmm.
You see, they haven't grown to the point where they have this understanding that all I have to do is just do the will of God.
Amen.
When you make up your mind that you're going to do the will of God, huh?
Yes, Lord.
Then and only then are you going to grow.
Amen now.
Some people have been saved a long time, supposedly, and nothing has happened.
Don't
you know? Don't see nothing new in their life. It's still the same old person they used to be talking about. They got Jesus.
Guess what?
And then you got some believers that's been believers for a short time, and they've grown a lot.
Amen.
And others who are saved for a long time have not even got out of the nursery, not even got out the baby bed. My God, Jesus. They're still in the nursery.
All right now.
Not even able to crawl yet. They're still crying. They're still whining. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Still whining, crying, and complaining. Can't do this, can't do that. My God. But God said you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And they'll say that. They quote that scripture. But they'll talk negative. Paul didn't do that.
Yes,
Paul preached power.
Yes,
Paul preached the Spirit of God.
Yes,
and when you, when you preach power and you really live in the power, huh?
Hallelujah.
Show up in your life.
So what?
You're not going to be a whining Christian dining with the devil still.
Mm-hmm.
Whining and dining with the devil.
Hallelujah.
You don't be doing that. And you see, it's tragic.
Mm-mm-mm.
God did not save us to stay a baby. He saved us to grow in the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to imitate him. Imagery means we are imitating Jesus. Uh-huh. Got to get off the milk. Paul wasn't on no milk.
Amen.
As we mature, we're supposed to move beyond the milk of the word into the meat of the word, according to Hebrews. Y'all might have read it in Hebrews. I know I did.
Uh-huh.
So people are not growing in the Lord. They do not want to go any deeper into the things of the Lord. They want to stay carnal-minded. They want to stay in the world and still try to have some Jesus. Well, it's not going to work. Paul had Jesus, and he preached Jesus. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He loved
God. Him. God. And preached Jesus.
He went deep. He went deep. He totally gave his life to God. You try to lead people deep. You try to lead people to go deeper, and they can't even digest it. They can't even take it in. It don't go no further than they go. It goes in one ear and out the other.
That's right.
They can't even tell you what the preacher was preaching. My God, come to church. I just got to do my duty. Go to church so I can be blessed, get my praise on, and go about my business. We need the sound doctrine. We can't go to church so we could be, what I call it, theatrics. Go for the theatrics. Go for the performance. I'm looking for God. I need King Jesus.
Amen.
But like when I'm in church, I'm not looking at folk. I'm not looking at folk, and they don't need to look at me.
That's true.
We got to be looking up to King Jesus. We got to be looking for Jesus, King Jesus, to show up and do, show up in his power. But if we're not preaching in the power and we're still on milk, dancing around like fools, acting a fool and say you got Jesus, the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. They're acting a fool in church.
My Lord.
Backing up on the altar, shaking it down, all this. That ain't the Holy Spirit.
Amen now.
But it's not the Holy Spirit standing up there lying.
Oh, no.
Proper lying. All that in church. Oh, yeah, I'm talking about it. We talk about it all the time. And that's the reason why they ain't got no power. They ain't got Jesus. That's not Jesus Christ. That's
Amen,
the devil. That's the devil.
Oh, no.
And when you try to lead them to the table so they could eat some good food, eat from the table of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
They don't want none of that. But take them to the all-you-can-eat.
Mm-hmm.
Take them to all-you-can-eat after church. They go to all-you-can-eat. They want to eat everything everything there that there is to offer. But when it comes to God, uh-uh.
Show nothing.
I don't want to try to digest that.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to hear what I want to hear. I just want a little bit of that. A little bit is enough for me. Well, you know what? I'm greedy. I want more and more.
I want more and more, honey.
I want more. I'm greedy. I need more of the word. I need all I can take. I tell God, give me all I can take, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Give me all I can drink. My God, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
You try to lead them to go to Jesus, oh, they don't want that. They want to come to church.
They ready.
And they got their mind stayed in the flesh.
Yes, Lord.
As long as they can sing and jump and hoop and holler and go to the concert,
yep.
It's like church is a concert.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not making a concerted effort to preach Jesus.
Amen.
But it's a concert of the flesh. Uh-huh. That's what it is. And I got to go, y'all. I got to go, saints. I got to go, saints. It's getting a little late, but, you know, and pastors already preached. But I told my sister, I'm here for Jesus. I'm going to be here.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And if Apostle had to do it, he would have done it.
Yes.
Glory be to God. Because why? We love Jesus just like Paul. We love Jesus, and we operate in the spirit realm.
Yes, Lord.
We know that we're not just coming to hear stories.
Mm-mm.
We come in to get some meat. We come in to get some revelation. We come in, hallelujah,
yes.
For our faith can be fed.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, my God. So we can have our spirit man fed. Hallelujah. Don't starve your spirit man. People's spirit man is strong, dead.
Jesus.
Solving for the word. But we run in the church. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Jumping up and down on the pew.
Mm-hmm.
Jumping up and down on the altar.
Yes.
Laying on the floor with the mic and preaching. Theatric.
Uh-huh.
Laying on the floor. My God. Hallelujah. Running around the church.
Yeah.
And Jesus ain't nowhere there.
Nowhere.
But he was there with Paul. And he's there on, he's here on this line.
Amen.
So see, Paul talked about his life. He talked about the Lord. He talked about the church.
Yes, he did.
Hallelujah.
Mm-mm-mm.
So when we preach, we got to go deep. We got to study and get into the deeper truth of the word. Hallelujah. We got to have that committed life, and I'm closing. We got to have that committed life. But when you talk to people about commitment, they think they committed. They think they committed. But ask them. Put them to the test, like my mama would say.
My Lord.
Ask them. Can you come and do this? Can you come and do that? My God. Can you come give a word on Block Talk?
My Lord.
And it'll be excuse after excuse after excuse. But see, God will give you the time you need to do what he called you to do. God will give you the time you need to give to the body of Christ.
Yes, Lord.
I don't care how much we got to do. God will still give us time. We got to, God will, you can do this. You can do this.
Yes, you can.
So we got to be committed so our lives can change. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, God, we thank you, God. Help us, God, not to be selfish. Help us to give our all in all like Paul did and some of us on this line. Help us to give our all in all in everything that we do, whether it be for the gospel, whether it be for our family, our job, we got to do an excellent job because we are spirit beings. Because we are spirit beings and we know God is watching, we're going to do an excellent job with the things that he's given us. Amen. We're going to appreciate everything God gave us like Paul did.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Colossians, do everything as doing it unto God. Everything. Conversation. Whatever you're doing, do it as if you know Jesus is right there standing with you. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Would you hoop and holler and cuss if you remember Jesus is standing there? Would you hoop, holler, cuss? Would you go steal? Would you do all of that? Would you do all of that if you knew Jesus was standing right there? See, when you know that you know Jesus is in you, we want to be careful what we talk about. We want to be careful what we do.
Yes.
Because we know God is watching. Hallelujah. And we're going to preach what we know we're supposed to preach because it's what we've been called to do, chosen to do.
Amen.
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 But we got to come out of, like Apostle was saying, out of being the center of attention. Making sure that all our personal needs are met. Jesus said, I'm going to supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. So we don't have to worry about none of that. But when something is wrong, we start to cry, whine, and complain, y'all. Oh, it's so disgusting.
Amen, now.
Tell someone, it's like you're throwing a tantrum. Tell someone, do it the way you want it done. People crying for people, you got to do it my way. No, you got to do it your way.
Yahweh,
hallelujah. And that's how carnal believers are.
That's what he said.
That's how they are. They hop from one corner to the next, sitting with the scornful still, sitting with the evil still, and talking about Jesus. Don't know nothing about it. Hallelujah. They're full of strife, chaos, all that is of the flesh. Amen? And it's causing division. So, Apostle, if you want us to still do the prayer of salvation, we'll do it. We want to know if you're saved or you're still a natural man. Are you spiritual yet? Hallelujah. Or are you still carnal? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can you see where you really are today? Can you see that you're lost? Or do you know that you got the Holy Spirit? If you are still carnal-minded, if you are still in there doing the things of the world, then you are not in a relationship with Jesus Christ. He still loves you, though.
Amen.
He's pouring out his mercy on you.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
So, who are you? Who are you today? Do you know you're chosen and are you living that life that a chosen person lives, a chosen one in Jesus? Hallelujah. Or are you just going to stand up and look at the mountain? Just look at the mountain. Or do you want to go to the mountaintop? Do you want to go up to, do you want God to take you to the mountaintop?
Amen.
Huh? So you can come down and give the people what they need? Amen?
Amen.
But see, we can't just stay by the shore. You want to start swimming. You want to jump in the water and go for it. You want to go to the mountain. You don't want to just stand there and look at it. We don't want to just look at the word. We want to get in the word.
Yeah, I need there were some prayers.
So we can go.
For the favor.
Sister Anna?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, please send some prayers for the favor.
Okay, she's still got fever. She's still got fever. Pray for Sister Anna, please.
Sister Anna.
I'm going to go for a minute. Sister Anna, she has the COVID.
Okay.
And we believe in God that she's going to get well.
Okay.
In the name of Jesus.
Sister,
please pray.
Anna.
On mute.
Uh-huh. Wait a minute. Sister Anna.
Sister Anna.
Yes.
Sister Anna. She.
Anna.
Yeah. Sister Anna. She had the fever. Here, baby. She had the fever, and she said she still got fever.
Okay.
So that fever got a break.
Amen.
Jesus, we call on the breaker. Go ahead. Go ahead, Apostle.
Yes, Lord. Okay. Come again, thanking you, Lord, and praising your holy name. God, we lift our sister before you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, right now, I just curse the root of that fever. God, your word says whatsoever we bind. So we bind up that fever, and we cast it out of her body, and we send it back to the devil which it came. And Father, you said in your word, whatsoever we bind, you are bind in heaven. And you said, whatsoever we loose on this earth, you're loose in heaven. Lord,
yes.
I'm asking you right now to make her body normal, the normal temperature. God, let her begin to feel much better, feel strength in her body. God, we speak strength. In the name of Jesus, we speak strength to her body right now. God, we need to complete the healing in the name of Jesus, God. Let her get up. Let her be able to do the things she used to do, God, in the name of Jesus, God, because we know you is a healer, Lord. Hallelujah, God, and she believes you, Lord. And like God, I ask you to manifest this word. Your word is already manifesting in our heart. But I'm asking you to do it for her, Lord. Do it for our sister, Lord. Hallelujah right now. And we give you praise. Hallelujah. And we just magnify your name. Hallelujah. Because your name is wonderful, counselor. Hallelujah. The Prince of Peace. Hallelujah.
the bishop of Ariasemana. Hallelujah. The bishop of Ariasana. The bishop of our soul, God. Now I ask you to heal the sister now. Heal the sister for us. God, let her come on back and send word that, oh, God, she's healed completely in the name of Jesus. And, God, we're going to give you praise. That's all we can do, give you praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
What Jesus said. This
is back to you, Apostle. It's back to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Apostle Millie. It's back to Apostle.
Okay.
Glory be to God if he's available right now. If not, we'll go on. Hallelujah. We're still going to go on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We're way past the 1:15, so I don't know.
You want me to go ahead and close out?
If there's anybody, if Mother Grant on the line. Mother Grant?
Yes, I am.
Any comments?
Yes,
on the
I
line,
am.
Mother Grant, that's you?
Yes.
Sister Anna? All is well, Sister Anna?
Yes.
Take a lot of
yes.
Tylenol. A lot of Tylenol. And you got to have some vitamin D3. Take some aspirin. Tylenol is good. If somebody could get you that medicine, that herb that Apostle's talking about, I'm telling you, it's going to break that thing. Oh, my God. It is so good. It is so good.
Yeah.
So we take that oregano. My husband and I have taken it before, and it does work. It does work. If you got the sniffles, if you start feeling like you're coming down with something, you take a few drops of that under your tongue, it's going to burn. It doesn't taste good, but I tell you what, it works good. Or you can put it in the juice, put it in a little juice, and you can take it at least twice a day. But take that Tylenol, and if somebody's over there that can kind of just wipe you down with some alcohol, it's going to break that fever. It's going to break that fever. Some alcohol and some warm water. If somebody's there that could rub her down, or if you got some alcohol, Sister Anna, put some of that alcohol on your chest. Rub yourself down with that alcohol and take a warm towel, put on your head, and I promise you, look, we done already prayed. You're going to make it through this. So do like we're telling you to do. Glory be to God. Amen? If you
Amen.
Got alcohol, even if it's white alcohol, when my kids will get fever, I will wipe them down with alcohol. Now, the doctors are telling you today, oh, you know, here's that. Oh, I used it in my kids. That fever broke right away. Me too. That fever broke right away. So rub your body down and get under the cover. Amen?
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Get that alcohol. And if you need to call us, call Apostle later. Let him know how you're doing. So,
okay.
And Apostle can give you our number. And we'll constantly speak with you on the phone. However many times you need to call us, you can call us. Amen. Apostle will give
Amen.
You our phone number. Amen. But please go do that right now. And I'm going to look for that oregano, and I'm going to send it to you. I don't know how long it might take because of Ida, but I'm going to send you some oregano. But in the meantime, please take an extra dose of Tylenol. Amen. And rub down with that alcohol. Yes, you need some Benadryl. Amen. And some Benadryl will help you. Amen.
Benadryl
too. Amen. You need to rest now, and you need some hot soup, hot chicken noodle soup. Is anybody there to help you? Sister Anna.
Yes.
Somebody's there that can get you some hot soup?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said, is anybody there to get you some hot soup?
Oh. I don't really have an appetite at all.
I know, but you got to force yourself. Your body got to have strength. You got to force yourself to drink that soup. Sister Ani, you got to force yourself to drink it. I know you don't have an appetite, but the body has to have something to fight with. Vitamin C. You got to take the vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc. You got to have these vitamins, Sister Ani. You have to. God gives you the strength to eat. Amen.
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 And please put that alcohol on you. Get a towel and rub yourself down with that alcohol. Just rub your chest and rub your head. I know it's strong, but I tell you what, that fever's gonna start breaking.
Amen.
And I'm we need to send you some oregano because you said you couldn't find it in a store, but you need some oregano to keep in the house. Okay. Go ahead, Mother Grant. Go ahead, Mother
Grant. Praise the Lord. Yes. Yeah.
God bless you.
God bless everybody on the line. I hear Deacon Frazier, Prophetess Millie. God bless you.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In my page done gone. It say joy. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hill will burst into songs before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Isaiah 55:12. Blessed are those who have heard and acclaim you. You walk in the light of your presence, O Lord. They rejoice in your name all day long. They exult in your righteousness. Psalms 89:15-16. Shout of joy and victory responds in the tent of the righteousness. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. Psalms 118:15. You have filled my heart with greater joy than when their gain and new wine aboard. Psalms 4:7. Those who sow in tears will reap with songs of joy. He who goes out weeping, carrying seeds to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying leaves with him. Psalms 126:5-6. Light is shed upon the righteous, and the joy on the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, and who are righteous, and praise his holy name. Psalms 97:11-12. Surely when you will find delight in the Almighty and will fill up your face to God. Job 22:26. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be completed. John 15:11. Yea, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God, my Savior. Habakkuk 3:18. The ransom of the Lord will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. Isaiah 51:11. In him our heart rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. Psalms 33:21. Though you have not seen him, you love him, and even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and fill with expression and joy and glorious joy. 1 Peter 1:8. Nebuchadnezzar said, go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks and send some of those who have nothing prepared. This day is scary. to our Lord, fretted for our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Nehemiah 8 and 10. I delight gratefully in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God. For he has clothed me with garment of salvation and arranged me in the robe of righteousness as a bridegroom's adore his head like a priest and as a bride adore himself with her jewelry. Isaiah 61 and 10. But you will rejoice in the Lord and glory in his Holy One of Israel. Isaiah 41 and 16. Let the righteous rejoice in the Lord and take refuge in him. Let all the upright in heart praise him. Psalm 64 and 10. My soul will be satisfied as with the riches of food, with singing lips, my mouth will praise you. Psalm 63 and 5. But may the righteous be glad and rejoice before God. May they be happy and joyful. Psalm 68 and 3. But I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy. John 16 and 22. May God and his blessing to his word. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Pastor, Apostle, I'm about to go.
All right.
God
bless you.
Thank you so much.
God keep you and may his face continually shine upon you. In the name of Jesus, go in the grace and the mercy of God on the road. Hallelujah, and that God remain with you always as he said he would, and that that surpasses all understanding will guard your mind, and also your family. In the name of Jesus Christ, we plead the blood over each and every one of you. In Jesus' name, and thanks again for pressing, coming to share with the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. 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 Thank you again. Thank you, Mother Frank. Go ahead, Apostle. We'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Mother Grant, thank you. Thank you for
God
that word.
You.
We were talking about the joy. We were talking about the peace of God. We were talking about what we get from God when we have the power of God living in us. Amen. When we have that word in us, like Paul did. Amen.
Amen.
And we're going to experience his joy and his peace. We're going to experience his provision. Everything you said was right in line with the scriptures that we had today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for everything. Thank God for you, Mother. God bless you. God bless you and your family and keep you all in his continual amazing grace. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless to you and your family. Yes.
Thank you so much. And please keep Sister Anna in prayer all throughout the day. Glory
Amen.
To God. And
yes.
I need a pastor to give her our phone number so she can just call us. And hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God already that her fever is broken.
Yes.
We claim it to be broken. We claim
Amen.
Her to be saved. She's already saved, but we claim her to be healed in the name of Jesus. We claim according to the word of God that she is healed by his stripes.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Jesus took fever and COVID and everything, every sickness, every disease, every infirmity. He said, I've healed all your diseases. All your diseases. Every one of them is healed. And so, Father, we just thank you again for healing.
Yes.
Sister Anna, taking over her body, oh God, by your power. Oh, Lord, she needs a miracle, God. Give her a miracle, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. It is well with her. It is well with her. Thank you. Hallelujah. The line is open. So we we didn't do it. It's late. It's very, very late. We're not streaming anymore. Amen. Mm-mm. Amen. All right, well, we're going to close the line. We're going to have a possible to close the line for us in a minute. And we thank God for what's gone forth so far. We pray for the apostle and his coming. Oh, God, we pray, Lord God, that you continually, oh, God, as you have promised, to be his shepherd and shall not want. Father God, we just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. All his needs and his family needs are taken care of. Everybody on this line, our needs are taken care of because God said he would supply them according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you, God, that you're able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we ask or think, God. And we thank you, God, that your word works in us and through us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we are so, so, so grateful for what has gone forth. Your word, your power went forth today on this line, oh, Father God. And as we all go, Father, we are asking you to bless us as we go. Hallelujah, because you said in your word, we're blessed in the city, we're blessed in the field, we're blessed when we come and when we go. We are the head and not the tail, we're above only and not beneath. And Lord God, you said you've given us power to get wealth, God. That wealth is the treasure of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we just thank you that the power lives within us so that we stay wealthy spiritually, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and that everything else that we need in this life is already ours because you're our shepherd and we shall not want. Our heads are anointed with the oil of hallelujah. We are in the house of mercy. We thank you, God. We go dwell in your house, oh God. Hallelujah. Because in your house, oh God, is where we need to be and where we're going to stay with your help in the name of Jesus. For you are our help, God, and you're all we need. And we thank you for that in the name of Jesus Christ. Bishop is going to close the line right now. And we thank God for everybody who came to listen. We thank God for all of your family. And pray that peace be with you all in Jesus Christ. Amen. Apostle, we should go ahead and go ahead and close out.
God, we depart today. Let us be safe. And may the strength of God sustain us. The power of God preserve us. The hands of God protect us. The way of God direct us. May the love of God go with us this day and forever. Amen.
Amen. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So you can announce your line if you want or if you have something to say, but we've already closed the line. But you can announce your line if you want tonight. My God, Deacon Frazier is on tonight. And if he's on the line, he can announce the time. Make everybody on the line know. And Deacon may be busy, so he comes on at 8 o'clock Central Time. Hallelujah. So if you all want to come and share and bless Deacon with your presence on the line, come tonight at 8 o'clock is when his line starts, Central Time. Amen. And Saturday night,
9 o'clock
Eastern Time. 9 o'clock Eastern. Yeah, but
and
once
6 o'clock Pacific.
Yeah, okay, well, people know where they are, but anyway.
Yes.
For him, it's Central Time, and for us, it's Central Time.
Yes.
And at the same time on the Saturday night as well, Deacon Frazier will be on. So let's join him and bless the Lord and bless him as well with our presence. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God bless you all. God bless you all. Hallelujah. All right, we're going to say... We're going to say so long, not goodbye, but so long until next time.
So long.
The Holy Spirit us. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, everyone. So long.
God bless.
God bless.